Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Why are Muslims suffocating when they possess the lungs of the world? Translated. News. The Hormuz crisis brings renewed attention to the Strait of Malacca, one of the world's busiest maritime passages, Al Jazeera and news agencies. The Strait of Malacca, which connects the Indian and Pacific Oceans and lies between Malaysia and Indonesia, sees 100,000 ships pass through it annually, carrying trillions of dollars worth of goods. It is a vital energy corridor for industrialized Asian nations such as China, Japan, and South Korea. Recently, Indonesia and Singapore announced their intention to impose fees on ships transiting the Strait of Malacca, coincided with the events in the Strait of Hormuz. The situation in the Strait of Hormuz, coupled with the discussions surrounding the Strait of Malacca, opened the door to a re-evaluation, not just reflection, but astonishment at the immense power and control possessed by Muslim countries. This power enables them to exert pressures and influence in times of both peace and war without firing a single shot. The Siliguri Corridor, the chicken's neck, controlled by Bangladesh and connecting India to its eastern states, the Strait of Hormuz, the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, the Red Sea, the Suez Canal, the Bosphorus and Dardanelles Straits, and the Strait of Gibraltar, these are the vital lungs through the global trade breathes. The impact extends beyond these straits, which can severely constrict the world's economy when disrupted. Even the raw materials that flow through them and into them, oil, fertilizers, gas, minerals, and more, have far-reaching consequences. The effects aren't limited to American farmers, medical imagery equipment, power plants, and factory engines in Europe, and so on. They all point to a single truth: the elements of military power and strategic influence an Ummah possesses beneath its feet are equivalent to the arsenals of weapons held by major powers. It is only through the corrupt hand and impotent management and policies of those resources that the effectiveness in the affairs of the Muslims, their lives, their blood, and their livelihoods have been reduced to near naught. This is the management practiced by agent rulers who exchanged the favor of Allah for disbelief and settled their people into the abode of ruin. Surah Ibrahim, verse 18. Through the actions, the decision-making authority, independence, strength, and dignity of the Ummah have been lost, and the elements of military power, source of wealth, and resources have been placed in the hands of the enemy of the Ummah to be exploited as they please. Changing all of this depends on changing the rulers of the Muslims, restoring ruling authority to where it belongs, to the Ummah, and restoring legislative sovereignty as it should be, sovereignty for the deen and sharia for Allah, and sharia law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Abdul Rahman Al-Ladawi. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.